Good morning, everyone. To continue in Tehillim, so today I want to do a little differently. We're up to the second chapter of Tehillim, and normally it's more of a machshava piece, but this is a little bit machshava, but I think it's also just good knowledge for us to know. The year before Shavuos, I gave a shir, and the title was, Goygu Magog, Why You Have Nothing to Worry About. So the second chapter of Tehillim begins with Lama Rog Shugoyim. Why have the nations gone up against me? Lum Yegurik. Why do the kingdoms attack us? And the pasuk continues how he's attacked by all sides. Rashi brings down from the Gemara that the Gemara says that David HaMelech was referring to the war of Goygu Magog. David HaMelech was referring to that messianic time period where all the Goyim, we know there'll be one final war called Goygu Magog, where all the nations go up against us. And it's that final war that David HaMelech is referring to as Lama Rog Shugayim, why are they attacking us? But eventually, the Pasuk in Tehillim says, it says, Ani Nesachti Malki Yatzin HaKodshi, that Hashem is going to stand up for us. Sham Yimit Neve'et Nagayim Nachasecha, ask me and I'll protect you. Hashem will protect us. So he says the Gemara, it's referring to the war of Gog and Magog, the last final war, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Jewish people will fight against the non-Jews, that the nations will fight against Mashiach, and it'll be that final war that he's referring to, and once that war's over, then that's it, all wars will end. So the truth is, one quick thing about Gog and Magog, one is that obviously no one really knows for sure. Even over the next 5 or 10 minutes, it's very clear that no one really knows for sure. Listen, you know, if you would tell me that Gog and Magog was Corona, okay. I don't know, everything changes. It changes consistently. But the one thing I'm not a fan of, and I'm really not a fan of, is people being afraid. You know, being nervous about Gog and Magog, and for that reason, maybe not wanting Mashiach, as the Lubavitcher Rebbe would say, with the Ganze Shturim, which is all of your desire and all of your will, that's a very terrible thing. We know one of the Yod Gimel Ikrim, one of the 13 principles of faith that a Jew has to believe is Bevias HaMashiach, and not just Bevias HaMashiach. Not only do you have to believe in Mashiach, it has to be Achak Elei B'chol Yom Shiyavei. If you don't await his arrival, then in Halacha, it's considered Kfira. You have to await his arrival, and any notion and any emotion that doesn't push towards his arrival, that pushes away his arrival, or pushes away your desire for him to come, is a very, very evil concept. And therefore, over the next 5 or 10 minutes, you'll maybe hear shiurim from some rabbanim, the fire and brimstone and people die. It's not, you know, first of all, don't worry. Nothing is as bad as Golus has been, Aleph. And also, any svara, any notion that doesn't make you want Mashiach is not a good thing. So just for the next few minutes, just to explain why there's nothing to be concerned about. There's a couple approaches as to how to understand what was Gog Magog, what will be Gog Magog, what is Gog Magog. It's very bekitzer. So the Shem Yishmuel in Vayigash, Tafresh Ayin Zayin, he brings down from the Baal Shem Tov. He says we have a tradition for the Baal Shem Tov that Gog Magog will not happen. It will not happen at all. Either Psukim and Yecheskel that describe it. So he says like this. What was the purpose of Gog Magog? The purpose of Gog Magog was that if the Jewish people were ready, you see, for us to get out of Golus, two things were required. One is we have to perfect ourselves, stop doing Averis, do Tshuva, all come back to Hashem. And there's a second concept, which is a very deep concept I can't get into right now, and that's there has to be a certain level of suffering. The Jewish people had to go through a certain level of tikkunim, of purification. There's a certain level of suffering the Jewish people had to go through from Mashiach to come. So it says Hashem Yishmuel, what if the Jewish people did Tshuva 700 years ago? So Mitzad, the Tshuva, we're done. But there's still a certain level of suffering that the Jewish people had to go through as a tikkun for what they did in the past, as a tikkun for Adam Rishon, as a tikkun for the chet of the Beis HaMikdash. So for that, that's what Gog Magog is. Gog Magog is like a quick fix. A lot of suffering very quickly, and that's it. But says the Shem Yishmuel, Kabbalah b'yadeinu Rabbi Seinu HaKadoshim. We have a tradition going back from our Rabbi Seinu HaKadoshim, Shemeata niftarnu memelchemes Gog Magog, that now that we have been in Golus for as long as we have been, there will be no Gog Magog. It's no longer necessary. It's no longer necessary. We've already gone through all the purification processes that was required, and now, as long as we do tshuva, Kadosh Baruch Hu will take us back in a moment. No goig umagig necessary. He says it's a pasuk. So he says, you find this. We found this by Mitzrayim. We were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for how long? 400 years. But how long were you there for? 210. Why? Because the suffering of 210, says Rashi, was equal to 400. So too. Okay. So Hashem has ways to absolve us of suffering. We've been in Galus for so long, it's been like a slow burn. We don't need a giant patch. We've had a slow burn. We've already been Yoytzeh Zayin. So says Hashem Yishmuel, and that's Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin, which is, was it 18, Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin, Tuf Reish is 1840, so it's 1907. We're done. Hashem Yishmuel says we're done. Tuf Reish Ayin Zayin, we're done. Like this. That's the first approach of why there's nothing to worry about, because it's not going to happen. Number two is the Lubavitch Rebbe Zatzal is quoted in one of the Svarim as believing, as saying that Goyg u'Magog took place with the First World War. He says, Yesh Oymer Shemelchemes Ha'ilam Rishayna Hayeshakaru Lait B'Shem Goyg. The First World War, which led to the Second World War, basically with the two World Wars, that was Goyg u'Magog, it's already done. And the Rebbe added, this is right before the Gulf War. He said, this is so simple, I don't have to talk about this, but I will. That after the Holocaust, this will not happen again. Not even a tenth of it. The Rebbe said, it will not happen again. Never again. Meaning, World War One and World War Two was Goy Gumagay, and we're done. Now the third approach is from Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman is quoted in the Sefer Siach Safi Kodesh, Chelik Beis Oysamach Zayin. Rabbi Nachman is quoted as saying that Goy Gumagay will not be a physical war, it'll be a spiritual war. His lashon was, Mashiach Yichbosh Eskola Oylam Lulo Yirias Kadur Nefetzecha. He said in Yiddish, but that's in Hebrew, that Mashiach will conquer the entire war without one arrow, without one bullet. That it's a spiritual war, that right before Mashiach comes, there will be a spiritual war, a very intense spiritual war, and the Jewish people have to overcome that war. Now that war is what we're going through. You know, I mentioned once that Ravitcher Meyer, Morgenstern Shlita, very big tzaddik Yerushalayim, he says that the war of the internet, the war of the fact that we're confronted with a lot of nisyanus when it comes to seeing things we shouldn't see, reading things, you know, Lashon Hara, all the difficulties that the internet has. He says, that's what Goig Magog is. He says, Goig is Google. That's what he said. He didn't mean it as a joke. So the third approach of why you have nothing to worry about, because it's a spiritual war. Spiritual wars are scary. For most people, they're not as concerned about that. They're concerned about bullets. They're not concerned about, spiritual battles. The last approach is Rav Menachem Mendel Kosher. Rav Menachem Mendel Kosher, there's a very big, very, very big Talmud Chacham. He wrote a sefer called Tkufa Gdoila, where he feels, and this I cannot spend too much time on, I'll do this as quick as I can, that he feels that Goyg u'Magog took place with the Yom Kippur War. So what's the pshat? According to the Rambam, Goyg u'Magog will happen after the beginning of the revelation of Mashiach. So most opinions feel that, very simply, it'll be after Mashiach comes, then there'll be a battle. Rav Nachman the Kosher understands, he says the following, Hanavuas al Mechamas Goyg u'Magog, Mamari Chazal, Hasoivivim Savim Mashiach ben Yosef. He says, Ata Mishizchino Ligili or Ma'ifel Shakisvi Agra. He finds a Gra. The Gra says like this, Ki Agula Tia Pamri Shaina, Gula Mashivan Malchis, Achikach Goyg u'Magog. The Gra feels that Goyg u'Magog, the war of Goyg u'Magog, will take place after the beginning of the redemption of the Jewish people. Now, this is where it gets very controversial. There's a concept called Mashiach ben Yosef. Mashiach ben Yosef is the beginning of the redemptive process. He's a person, but it's also a movement. One of the roles of Mashiach ben Yosef is rebuilding the land of Israel. Rav Nachman the Kosher was a very strong believer that 1948, getting the land of Israel, was the beginning of the redemption. Aschalta de Gula. Now that's a very controversial take. I'm not getting into that right now. But that was his belief, and Rav Kook felt the same way. Aschalta de Gula. That the beginning of the redemptive process began with 1948 getting repopulating the land. Not just 1948, 1890, when repopulating the land of Israel. Therefore, if Goyg u'Magog happens after the beginning of the redemption, and 1948 was the beginning of the redemption, by getting the land of Israel. Therefore, what's the first war after that? The first aggressive war, and should be the last one, was the Yom Kippur War. So therefore, says Rav Nachman under Kasher, Goyg u'Magog took place with the Yom Kippur War. It was the first war after beginning of the redemption, beginning of Mes Mashiach. Now listen, do we know any of these things? No, I think it's very clear that no one really knows. But I think the point of this is to not be afraid. Any emotion, anything that someone says to scare you, to push off Mashiach's arrival, is coming from a very negative place. We should daven that Mashiach should come. And whatever all we're talking about, the truth is, halavai, he should come and we'll find out. But when he comes, it'll bring ach toy v'chesed, it'll bring good stuff. Golus is terrible, Golus is negative. Whatever he brings will be infinitely better. Infinitely better. We should be zeichah to see it with our own eyes. Meher b'yameinu, amen.